We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Yasas, sweet viewers. Yasas means greetings in Greek, a language that has been continuously used for over 2,750 years. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Ermenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Formosa's or Taiwan's assistance to an agricultural project in Olac or Vietnam demonstrates success. In environmental news, a Lebanese eco-organization plants trees to encourage biodiversity. In animal welfare news, a monarch butterfly sanctuary is opened in the Sierra Madre Mountains of Mexico. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 23rd, is the birthday of the President of Guyana, His Excellency Bharat Jagdeo, born in 1964. During President Jagdeo's tenure, improvements have been seen in access to education, the healthcare system, and land reform. In addition, His Excellency is an outspoken advocate of the vital need to halt climate change and, in particular, save our precious forests. His Excellency has received a prestigious 2010 Champions of the Earth Award by the United Nations Environment Programme and donated the $40,000 prize to Amerindian communities in Guyana. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Bharat Jagdeo, for your commitment and actions in helping to save the planet. May you be blessed with a joyous birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Extreme cold snap grips Olac or Vietnam. Unusually cold weather in the central and northern regions of the country over the past 3 weeks has claimed at least 7 lives, including 2 young babies and an elderly person. Hundreds of people have been hospitalized, mostly children and elderly, with respiratory illnesses, but also due to cold-related cardiac conditions, as well as incidents of carbon monoxide poisoning, as people try to keep warm by burning coal in enclosed spaces.
Animals are also suffering in the frigid weather, with over 20,000 buffaloes and cows having succumbed across 18 northern provinces thus far. Crops have been endangered as well, with farmers braving the freezing temperatures to cultivate rice fields despite their fears of losing harvest to the cold. Thermometers have been noted to plummet as low as -3 degrees Celsius in some areas, which is in stark contrast to the 15 degrees Celsius or above that is normal for this time of year, with meteorologists forecasting that the cold will last for at least another week until the arrival of Tet, the Lunar New Year.
Upon knowing of the harsh conditions being endured by the Olac Sea's people, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent her deep sympathies and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please check with regional governments to find out whether help is required and to go if possible to bring warm materials to the most vulnerable persons, especially children and the elderly. She added that $15,000 is available, an amount that could purchase $240,000 in emergency supplies if obtained in the United States, based on the cost of living in Olac. With our prayers for the protection of the gentle Olac Seas of Vietnamese people, we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive support.
May such severe weather disruptions be soon eased through humanity's kinder regard for each other and the ecosphere.
Volcano spews ash in Russia's Far East. On Thursday, January 20th, the Russian Academy of Sciences Institute of Volcanology and Seismology reported 200 local earthquakes in just 24 hours as it warned of eruptions from the Kizimun volcano on Kamchatka Peninsula. With clouds of ash spewing up to 6 kilometers high, cautions were issued for air travel. The ash was also noted to be falling into populated areas, including the main city of Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, where 60% of the peninsula's population resides. The volcano became active again last June, with the most recent new eruptions having started in December 2010. There have fortunately been no reports of casualties or damage. Our appreciation, seismologists, for your warnings to safeguard the public. We are thankful for the continued welfare of those in the vicinity of the volcano, as we pray that such potential dangers may soon be curbed through our gentler stewardship of the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Belgium assists Morocco's development. Moroccan Economy and Finance Minister Salahadini Mezouar and Belgian Ambassador to the Kingdom Jean-Luc Bodson witnessed the signing of two grant agreements totaling 13 million euros in donations from Belgium to Morocco. The first is an 8 million euro allocation to further almond cultivation throughout 14 communities, which will help increase production and exports. The second 5 million euro agreement will go toward rural school improvements to maintain water supplies and hygiene.
Both parties at the signing remarked on the importance of these agreements, as well as the furthering of friendship between their countries. Our grateful salute, Government of Belgium, and Providence bless your thoughtful generosity toward Moroccan brethren. May the people of both your nations flourish in shared appreciation and prosperity.
Rare voice box and windpipe transplant successful. Following a rare 18-hour surgery, 52-year-old Ms. Brenda Jansen of the USA is able to speak for the first time in 11 years. Doctors at the University of California Davis Medical Center announced the success of the complex surgery this week. The operation, which took place in October 2010, was the first ever in which both a voice box and windpipe were transplanted, and only the second for a voice box alone. Prior to the procedure, Ms. Jansen had spent the previous 11 years breathing only through a hole in her windpipe and relying on an electronic voice box to be able to speak. In addition to restoring her normal voice, the procedure also returned her ability to smell and taste. Ms. Jansen said, "This operation has restored my life. I feel so blessed to have been given this opportunity. It is a miracle. I'm talking, which just amazes my friends and family." Doctors say this pioneering achievement could also pave the way for other improvements in transplant technology. Our congratulatory salute, medical team at the University of California Davis Medical Center, for your pioneering success. Wishing Ms. Brenda Jansen the best of health and complete recuperation as she continues to celebrate her new chapter in life.
Kidnapped girl reunited with family after 23 years. In 1987, Carlina White was only 19 days old when she disappeared from a hospital in New York, USA, after her worried parents had taken her there because of a high fever. As she grew up in the nearby state of Connecticut, Carlina always wondered whether she truly belonged to the family raising her, especially when the woman who she called her mother could not provide her with a birth certificate. Carlina eventually sought more information through the internet, where she was able to enlist the assistance of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, on whose website she had found a baby photo she believed was her own. After DNA tests identified Ms. Joy White and Carl Tyson as her biological mother and father, Carlina recently was reunited with her parents and extended family, who themselves had never given up on finding her. Relatives on both sides reported an instant closeness at the meeting, as her mother Joy stated, "I just always believed that she would find me." "We are touched and send our admiration, Carlina, for your faith and determination to find your family, as we also thank the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children for their valued assistance. Wishing Carlina and all your family members many more moments of warm companionship in renewed love together."
Philippine Ambassador and Lieutenant General remembered. Retired Lieutenant General Thelmo Y. Cunanan, who held several esteemed positions in serving his country, has passed away at the age of 72. Having received an array of decorations for his gallantry and brave service, he retired with the high rank of Lieutenant General and was appointed by then-President Fidel V. Ramos as the nation's ambassador to the Kingdom of Cambodia. Lieutenant General Cunanan assumed several other important roles toward international peace building and was also awarded a Congressional Medal of Achievement by the Philippine House of Representatives. On the auspicious occasion of the Lunar New Year in February 2007, he had the opportunity to meet Supreme Master Ching Hai at the Shihu Meditation Center in Formosa or Taiwan, where they enjoyed a conversation together. Our sincere sympathies go to the family and friends of Lieutenant General Thelmo Cunanan, whose exemplary spirit continues to serve as a model of nobility and understanding. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting grace and love.
Upon hearing of Lieutenant General Cunanan's passing, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her personal condolences to the family and requested that a representative go on her behalf to bring flowers and gifts to the distinguished statesman's wife.
Save our planet. Extensive glacier melt to continue due to global warming. Published online by the journal Nature Geoscience, a study of more than 300 glaciers over a 40-year period by geophysicists at the University of Alaska in the USA has led to their forecast that mountain glaciers will shrink on average up to 27% by century's end. Some glacial regions, such as in New Zealand, could lose up to 79% of their volume, while the European Alps could be diminished by an alarming 90%.
The loss of these and other glacial areas across the globe would be devastating to the hundreds of millions, even billions of people who depend on them for fresh water. In a second study, the same researchers showed through simulation that even if all carbon dioxide emissions were halted, the warming effect of atmospheric CO2 would continue for centuries, raising global temperatures beyond an already dangerous 3.4 degrees Celsius increase. The resulting warming of seas, such as the Southern Ocean, could also trigger widespread collapse of the West Antarctic ice sheet, which in turn would raise sea levels by an estimated 5 to 7 meters, with obvious effect.
University of Alaska scientists for these findings that remind us of our precarious situation due to global warming. Let us work to cool the atmosphere and preserve the Earth's vital ice for the survival of all lives on the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often spoken about the troubled state of the glaciers and the key to stopping their disappearance, as during a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA.
Glaciers across the globe are shrinking more quickly than researchers ever expected, leaving rivers and lakes gone, disappear or drying, with no water for crops and billions who face food shortages due to water shortages as well. In the state of Montana, the famous glaciers of Glacier National Park are now expected to disappear within a decade. You may ask, what is the main cause of this damage and destruction to the environment? It's methane, which is produced primarily by the livestock industry. NASA announced that methane actually contributes much more to global warming than previously understood, and it traps 100 times the atmospheric heat over 20 years. And the largest source of methane is, you know, livestock. So to solve this, we do need to move quickly, and of course we know what to do. Right? Yes, be vegan.
Save Our Planet. A report from the US-based Pew Center on Global Climate Change states that technological advancements, along with changes in policy and consumer behavior, could reduce transportation-related greenhouse gas emissions in the USA up to 65% by 2050.
Save Our Planet. European researchers evaluating penguin flipper banding, a practice intended to help monitor the bird's survival, find that it actually has an adverse effect, reducing both birth rates and survival, as well as requiring more power from the penguins when they swim.
Save Our Planet. In a preliminary statement issued ahead of its annual report, world's largest oil company, ExxonMobil, projects a rise of nearly 25% in carbon emissions over the next 20 years, a rate that implies the need for far more stringent mitigation measures.
Warning news. In the wake of a recent fatality in Italy to the human variant of mad cow disease, Swiss and German scientists reveal a higher infectiousness between cows than was previously known, as they discover that the disease-carrying agents, known as prions, can also be transmitted by air.
Hi there, I'm Fluffy the Snow Monkey. My diet consists of delicious plant-based foods. Today, I have a compassionate living tip. Please make sure the beverages you drink, including tea, have not been tested on animals. You can check the websites or contact veg groups to get information on which companies are cruelty-free. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In world news, Formosa or Taiwan successfully assisted OLAC or Vietnam in an agricultural program. Formosan Motorbike Manufacturer, the Chin Phong Group, launched the Eco Activity in 2007 to help farmers in the locality of Cu Chi County. As a result, fruits and vegetables such as cucumbers, eggplants, guavas, jujubes, and bittermelon are being cultivated. In recognition of this valuable support, the OLAC Seas government presented the Medal of Agricultural Contribution to Chin Phong Group Chairman, Mr. Huang Xuhui, and Formosan, Mr. Hu Jiaxi, who also contributed to the project. Our sincere thankfulness, Mr. Huang Xuhui, Mr. Hu Jiaxi, and the Chin Phong Group for your laudable care for our OLAC Seas brethren. Also, congratulations on your wonderful award. May we see more abundant harvests of nature's delectable bounty as world citizens embrace the organic plant-based lifestyle.
In environmental news, a Lebanese eco-organization plants trees to encourage biodiversity. Jezour Lubnan plans to sow more than 10,000 seedlings, which is approximately equivalent to one tree for each 2.5 square kilometers of the country. The non-profit organization is being joined in the earth-loving action by the Lebanese Armed Forces and United National Interim Force in the area. The saplings are being placed in the arid, elevated regions where trees are needed most and will be closely attended. The ancient species of Lebanese cedars, almonds and carob are among those seeded. Our hats off, Jezour Lubnan, and all supporting your praiseworthy initiative. May your beautiful land flourish evermore in verdant greenery. Up next on Noteworthy News, a monarch butterfly sanctuary provides a safe haven for the wondrous insects. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Stay tuned for more blessing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, optimistic news for a hopeful world. In animal welfare news, a monarch butterfly sanctuary is opened in the Sierra Madre Mountains of Mexico. Located in the states of Michoacán and Mexico, the protected area is the last stop in the annual migration route of the magnificent insects. The butterflies embark on the up to 4,000-kilometer trip from southern Canada and northern and central USA to avoid the winter cold. In spring, the females undertake the journey back to the USA and Canada. Officials stated that the sanctuary is set up to give the public an opportunity to appreciate the beauty of the exquisite butterflies, which arrive in millions each year. Our gratefulness, Mexican government, for creating this spectacular haven. May these winged angels continue their extraordinary flights in safety and joy for eons to come.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Polish entitled Computer Picture.
Moja czteroletnia córeczka spędziła sporo czasu rysując obrazek, a potem przyszła do mnie błagając, bym włożył go w komputer i wydrukował dla niej. Obserwowała, jak umieszczam go w skanerze, skanuję i drukuję. Gdy odchodziła z wydrukiem, powiedziałem do niej: zaczekaj, zabierz swój obrazek, i wyjąłem go ze skanera. Spojrzała na mnie zaskoczona i wykrzyknęła:
hej, myślałam, że dałeś go do komputera.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, your teachings have indeed become light of my life. Thank you. Paul from Ghana.
Hi Paul, it's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Illuminated Paul, thank you for your heartfelt note. I thank heaven that inspired my words to help you. May Providence's light always shine on you and the gracious people of Ghana. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
Now we say andio, which means goodbye in Greek.
May your heart be filled with celestial love and compassion for all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Foreign Affairs Minister Nicolás Maduro of Venezuela and Ecuadorian Foreign Minister Ricardo Patiano meet to review the progress of bilateral agreements and enhance further commercial exchange between their countries.
The Red Cross Society of Tuscany, Italy hosts a visit by three doctors from OLACS, or Vietnam's National Hospital of Pediatrics, to promote cooperation and the exchange of advanced medical technologies.
Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salahi meets with Senegalese President Abdoulaye Awad, with the two agreeing to increase economic cooperation and friendly exchanges between their nations.
Philippine President Benigno Aquino III turns down a proposal to reintroduce capital punishment, citing his concern for imperfections of the justice system and those who might be wrongly convicted.
Following a request from North Korea's Defense Minister Kim Jong-chun for high-level talks to discuss differences, the South Korean Defense Ministry spokesperson announces the government has accepted the invitation and plans to propose high-level denuclearization discussions.
A flight from Russia carrying more than 100,000 kilograms of relief aid consisting of wound-healing gels, medical gauze, tents and food arrives in Chakala, Pakistan to be distributed to flood-affected areas.
A study by UK researchers published in the European Heart Journal reports that people who eat 8 or more portions of fruits and vegetables daily reduce their heart disease mortality rates by 22% compared to those consuming just 3 servings.
Children in Kabul, Afghanistan, who must work due to circumstances of war, express their wish for the nation's lasting peace so they can receive an education and constructively serve their country and people.
In an interview with United Arab Emirates-based newspaper, GulfNews.com, Dr. Neil Bernard of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine in the USA shares how the plant-based diet can successfully prevent and even reverse diabetes.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.